views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. The Silver Gaia Show with Dr. Bree Gibbs brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live a life with truth, trust, and passion. Now here is your host, Dr. Bree.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia. Today, I have a very special guest. Judy Cowley is one of the most beloved women I have ever had the privilege to meet. Renowned teacher, lecturer, and healer. Working with the angels since the age of three, she continues her work with grace and ease. Lemurian channel, inner earth, Telos, Adama, Mykos, Andrean. Lemurians have been here over 50,000 years ago. And now we are at the fifth dimension when Lemuria first was here. Hi, Judy. How are you today?
I'm great. it's been a wonderful morning because Dama already came in. And
right.
He's been standing here. And right now he's sitting on my bed. So I'm sure we'll have a message from him later in the call. But he's saying he's just hanging out. So
That's wonderful. So I have a question for you. What is so important about Lemuria at this time and why?
Wow. Well, first of all, they've already gone through everything that we're going through in a very different way, but they have been able to maintain living in their own society in peace and joy and health and balance and harmony. And when I first read the information, a lot of what I'm giving today comes through books that have been written by a lady named Diane Robbins.
Right.
And Diane Robbins brings through transmissions directly from the inner earth realms mm-hmm. and the nature kingdoms to help us understand the interconnectedness of all of life on earth, which is the key to our ascension. And I know that you're putting up her website information.
Correct.
And it's just wonderful because her books are encoded. So when you're reading her books, you're being downloaded, activated, and initiated exactly with what you need every time you read them. If you're reading it now and then you're reading them 3 years later, you're being downloaded, activated, and initiated where you're at that time. So I call them the never-ending stories because they're always there to assist you. And what's amazing about the information about Lemuria is, you know, Lemuria was a vast continent that went all the way to Greece,
right,
from the west coast of the United States all the way to Greece. And a couple hundred years before Atlantis sank, Lemuria sank.
Correct.
And what's amazing is they went inside Mount Shasta. There were other civilizations living inside the earth, and they created five levels of living. And so for now, more than 15,000 years, over 12,500 years, they've uh-huh. been literally living in that frequency of love, love-based living. And if you search your heart, if you're guided to this call, then you will understand what I'm saying. From the time you were a little kid, there was a part of you that couldn't understand the need for violence. You couldn't understand the need for name-calling. Couldn't understand the need for the harshness of life. And as we're very, very sensitive beings, and you wouldn't be attracted to this information if you were not in alignment with your own mastery at this time on the planet. So this is to awaken you to who you are. And what's beautiful about this information is they're living every day in exactly the way we're being guided to live.
Mm-hmm.
So as you go at night while you're sleeping several times a week, you go visit Telos and the inner earth, and you go visit the library of Pathologos, and you reacquaint yourself with parts of you that you're not consciously remembering because you went through the veil of forgetting and agreed not to remember who you are. So we're not here to learn anything. We're really here to just remember who we are. So the Lemurians have been living, and what's beautiful is when you feel their energy, there's such peace and there's such a warmth, and their waters sing. You know, the trees sing, the flowers sing, everything is alive and full of life. They're 7 and 8 feet tall, some of them, up to 13, 14 feet tall.
Right.
They have beings that are 33,000 years old. And because there's no age, there's no illness, there's no disease, because they're living from a love-based frequency. They even have a way to restore your lost limbs.
Really?
So, yes. Everything is staged in your etheric. Mm-hmm. And so they can even restore your lost limbs and your lost organs. So it's quite exciting when you realize that there's this part of you inside your heart that will recognize this information. It's been whispering to you your whole life. I'm different. I don't fit in. Why is this that I just feel like I'm this inner nudge? I need to keep pushing and moving forward and getting it done and keep staying in my heart. I need to keep moving. I need to keep understanding. And that is that impetus part of you that's allowing you to step into your mastery at this time, because we're stepping into the seventh golden age of wisdom and peace.
Right.
And that's what they were not able to do in Atlantis and Lemuria. So the greatest gift that they are giving us at this time is they have already done the energy work that we needed done. And therefore, we don't have to recreate the wheel. We just have to align our hearts.
Oh, I was just saying, it's just amazing that we don't have to recreate that wheel. I love it.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Because the planet is shifting from being in our head and being afraid 96 to 97% of the time to coming into our sacred heart, which is at the base of your throat. That's your connecting point through a hollow space. Mm-hmm. And your sacred heart is your heart connected to the heart of creation, the heart of creator. That's home. So when you want to know that you're home, put your hand at the base of your throat and say, right now with me on the phone, take your hand and put it on the base of your throat and say, I am home. I am home. I am home. You're always home in your sacred heart, always. So Adama is sitting here laughing. And the beautiful thing is that when you read the way they live and the way they make their decisions and their government and how their food is created, they're all vegetarians. And many, many, many of the animals that have been extinct on the top of the planet live inside the earth. And they're all vegetarians.
That's great.
And some took several hundreds of years to work the aggression out of their system, you know, but they're all vegetarians. And so what's beautiful about it is they're in tune and in touch with every form of life, and they meet in the heart. And that's what you're being guided to do. So for those of you that have been criticized your whole life with, you just have too big of a heart. You're just too sensitive. You know, you have too much compassion for people. You need to toughen up, and on and on and on. That means that you're a very highly evolved being, and the degree of sensitivity that you have means the degree of wisdom that you carry. So celebrate the sensitivity of you. Celebrate the inner talking. And, you know, the beautiful thing is, at this time on the planet, the energy that we've been receiving the last year is so powerful that how many of you have recognized that your fears have been right in your face? You haven't been able to distract yourselves from them. They've been right here in your face up till the end of last year. And it was because we are receiving and opening our own light with every breath. And as we get more and more of our own light fill, then anything that's unloving and untruthful that we've taken as truth is now coming to the surface for us to look at again and ask, do you choose to still be in fear? Mm-hmm. Or do you choose to love yourself and take love into your future? That's your choice every moment.
Wow.
And the greatest way to do that is through laughter.
You know, and you have been teaching me that. And I'm so thankful for that, because it's like I forgot to laugh for a while, right? And it's like laughter is so important. And so this morning I went and stood in front of my mirror and laughed, you know, like I told you I'd do, right? And it's like, wow, I need to relax. And yeah, I laughed the way I told you I was going to laugh. So what, we only have a couple of minutes left before our first break, but, you know, Lemuria did things, my memories of it when I was back there was of love and unconditional love.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I want people to always remember. And we did things as councils, you know, nobody argued. Nobody had this fear. We made the agreements. We did our jobs. Do you get what I mean by that?
Yes. But, you know, one of the things Mother Mary reminded me in 2007 is she said, start feeling the vibration of words and recognize how they're affecting you. And she said to me, you might want to consider removing the word work from your vocabulary as much as you can, because work does not feel good in your heart. It's push hard, get the job done. You have to work hard. No pain, no gain. She said, consider replacing it with joyfully creating. How would you like to joyfully create today? It's beautiful.
Right.
And, you know, you only have today. You know, you haven't created tomorrow yet. So you want to live today in the moment, and you want to live it joyfully, creating your life the way that speaks to your heart.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's really important message for all of us. That is so important. All right. Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with more with Judy Kelly and her laughter. You'll love it. See you in a few minutes, guys.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silvergaia.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Take us with you on that morning commute. Download your favorite podcast from the Transformation Radio Network. Just visit transformationradio.fm.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Judy, how does Lemuria affect you?
It affects us in some very important ways. You know, everything is encoded in your sacred heart before you're born by you. And that means that all the people, all the places, all the things, all the experiences, all the ways in which you're going to wake up are encoded in your own heart by you. That means you came in complete. You're not missing anything. So contrary to what we've been taught by our civilization, that we're original sin and that, you know, we're not God and we have to have an intermediary and on and on and on. None of that's the truth.
And I so agree.
So what is truthful is you are walking pure divinity. You are all and everything. And so when you come to that more and more inside your heart, you get more and more comfortable in your being. And what the Telosians and the Lemurians are really helping us with is by keeping that frequency of light so bright inside the earth. And you know, there's 13 dimensions in this universe, and 12th is Christ consciousness, which is unconditional limited love. You exist in every single dimension. And, you know, dimensions are not like a sign with a chain link fence that says you're now entering the third dimension. You're now entering the fourth.
Right, they're levels
of self-love. They're levels of self-love. And the only purpose for you to be here is to have experience and to love yourself. Because you can't love anything if you do not love yourself first. You have to have it to give. So the way the Lemurians and the Telosians most affect us is by keeping that vibration of love so prevalent and so strong that it allows us to align with them easier and it allows the fear levels to dissipate easier. And when I first read Diane's book, and this was over 13 years ago, and I first read Diane's book, I cried for 2 days. She's written 5 books, and the 2 about inner earth are Telos and Hollow Earth. She's also written Cetaceans, Tree People, and Crystal Kingdom. But what's wonderful about Diane's books is there's so many details in there that start triggering you to remember who you are. And that's one of the greatest gifts, is as you are in touch with these words, these sayings, these frequencies, these energies, it opens your heart and you start remembering who you are.
Right.
And the beautiful thing is when I read about how the Telosians live, and every part of me was validated because I knew from the time I was a little kid that there was a kinder, gentler, more humane, and more soft way to live that was more powerful. I was real clear that the gentleness and the truth and the kindness is where your power comes from. Not bullying and forcing and manipulating and insisting, not aggression. None of that speaks to the power of who you are. That is the part of you that's letting fear dominate your life. So as you, as we start to love who we are, you are connecting more and more to your Lemurian and Telosian family. And as we're speaking, Adama is in the center of the circle of everybody that's on this call. And in this moment, he's putting his hands on the top of everybody's head. So take a moment and just breathe. And I'm offering this to the I Am presence of all of your souls, since I didn't have anybody's permission to do this.
Okay.
May you receive only what honors you through love, ease, and grace in the most benevolent way, aligned to the highest integrity and light of your soul, your I Am presence, in alignment with your divine destiny, and with you living through the highest frequency of the loving potential of who you are. And so right now he has his hands, wow, and I can see each buddy's crown opening. So start feeling the energy in the top of your head. And he's also now has his right hand on your crown and his left hand on your heart. So take a moment and feel as he's connecting your heart energy with your divine truth.
Wow. What an amazing feeling.
All you need to do is breathe. Just breathe. Because you're receiving awakening for you. And it's very personal for each person. He's speaking to each person individually. And he's telling me that he's been with every person that was going to be on this call for the last 3 days. And he's been with them 24/7. And he's been preparing them for this transmission that we're doing right now. So you need to know that you need to celebrate that you paid attention, and you need to honor that you were in tune with the divine wisdom of your soul, because you're here, are you not? Whether you're on this call or whether it's a replay or whether somebody talks about it and you listen to it, it'll get to you.
Right.
And so now I'm seeing he's kissing the top of each person's head, and he's kissing each person's heart. And now he's stepping back into the center. And I'm seeing this huge showering of golden rays of light, literally engulfing each of us as we're shimmering and sparkling in the golden frequency of divinity.
Wow.
He's awakening your mastery. Awakening your mastery. So just take a moment and breathe it in. And then if this is acceptable to you, then put your hand on your heart and just quietly in your own heart, say yes. And this is how he's going to take you into Telos today. This is the connection point that he's doing to take you into your Telosian self, to your Lemurian self. And wow, he's saying you may feel really light in your feet, because you're actually going to be hovering above the earth, and you're going to feel much lighter in your body and in your mind and in your heart, because he's removing and releasing a lot of the energy that has kept you here anchored that is no longer serving you. So just breathe. And now he's laughing. He's laughing, and his laughter is literally showering all over all of you as I see little mouths of laughter all over us. Oh, and he's belly laughing. It's a deep, deep belly laughing.
Wow.
And now feel the release. There's a release within you. There's a release of energy that you've been holding on to all morning. Just say, I bless you and let you go. I bless you and let you go. I bless you and let you go. Well, that was wonderful.
Did you see
that? I didn't know when that was going to come in.
I don't know, but that was the greatest thing. I needed it from this morning. Was holding on to some stuff, and it was just like this big old cloud left. That's all I can explain. It's like a bubble left, right? And it was the greatest feeling. Thank you, Judy, for that. That was just amazing. And Dama, oh my gosh, thank you. I still will go down that slide on Mount Shasta though with him. So
yeah.
Hey, you got me to laugh today. This is good. So you know, even these things affect us every day. And I know when I mention Lemuria, my heart chakra fills up with all this love, and through my whole body, it's like the bottom of my feet tingle all the way to the top of my crown chakra. And Lemuria is home to me, you know that. And it's like these people that need to fill this home, I think they just got the biggest information they could have got. Somebody just knocked on my door, live radio on TV. That's okay. I mean, on radio. So what else can they do in the meantime?
Well, one of the greatest gifts that they give us is by being so heart-centered, you start getting into your heart center so much easier, and your life becomes simpler. And truth is very simple. truth is very simple. You're either using your energy in a way that constricts you and takes your energy in, or you're using your energy in a loving way that expands you. And what we're doing right now on the planet is we're expanding into our multidimensional self. You are living all your lives now. There is no past. There is no future. You're living all your lives now. And as you're living all your lives now, you're also collapsing all your third dimensional lives in this one lifetime. So you're releasing all the parts of you that have predominantly been fear-based and struggling-based.
Right.
And that's what you're doing in this lifetime. And that's a powerful gift that we were given to be on the planet at this time and to lead the way. And if you're on this call, you're a leader here to lead the way. We're 10% of the population.
Right.
And so that's why you felt like you come from another planet, or the stork brought you to the wrong family, or you don't fit in, because you're a leader, you're not a follower. And there's no hierarchy. You know, followers
right.
are not less important than leaders. We each have a different job to do.
Right.
But I can tell you, as of December 21st, 2012, you're not here to take care of others anymore.
You know, that was each a hard one for me to learn. That
each
honestly.
Each soul on the planet, I am presence, agreed to ascension.
Mm-hmm.
Even if their human self is a suicide bomber, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether they ascend now or they ascend 50 lifetimes from now. And ascension just means that you come home into your sacred heart, into the light of who you are, more than 51% of the time.
Right.
That's what
right.
an ascended master is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's really about just coming home to yourself. And the key that I really want to stress is in Telos and Lemuria, they give themselves permission to live authentically. And that's the greatest gift you can give yourself at this time. You're not here to live your life based on what anybody else thinks.
You know,
are an individual. Go ahead.
No, you are so right about that. We need to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with more about that, about living your authentic life. We'll be right back.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration in conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Listen while you work. Streaming live on any device. Tune in to the Transformation Radio Network. Visit transformationradio.fm.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
I want to talk about your being your true authentic self, Judy, for a second. 3 years ago, I came to Washington and I started teaching people about being your true authentic self. And I didn't hide things about me. I wasn't going to hide them. And I didn't care what other people thought. I just wanted to be myself. And I did it from a love state. And I think it was really important because now people 3 years later are coming out and saying, I'm a goddess. I'm an incarnated angel. I'm a Lemurian. I'm a Atlantean. I'm a starseed child. I am so proud of them that they're able to be themselves. What do you think of that?
That's beautiful. Well, that's how you can sense if you look at where you were at 6 or 7 years ago and think of how the programs you watched and the music you listened to and the gossip you participated in and the where your self-esteem was. And where your priorities were and what was important to you. And look at who you are today. Have you not recognized that you cannot handle the harshness of who you used to be? You're coming into a much more gentle frequency.
Right. And that's really new for me because I had this harshness and I took this clamshell off of me, literally. And I like this new person that's coming out. The softness.
What that's from is, as women in a patriarchal society that's out of control, we've been leading with our masculine side. Mm-hmm. And the men had to lead with their extreme masculine side to survive. And then the divine feminine was reawakened on the planet about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so all of us have been awakening our feminine side. And so we're stepping into our power, but in a more flowing way rather than a pushing and insisting way. And right. We're the yin and yang of life because after the fifth and sixth dimension, when you start getting to the seventh and eighth dimension, you're golden spirals of light. You're not in a human body. You're only in a human body in third and fourth dimension. Right. When you're in fifth, you're in your life body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what we're doing. And, you know, being your authentic self is the easiest way to live.
Okay.
Because you allow yourself to be present in every moment. You're not worried about the past. You're not thinking about the future. You're living now and you're enjoying your life here now. That's where the power is.
Right. Oh, I agree.
Where you are. And if you forget that and you're in pain for any reason, go play at the playground with children or go hold puppies and kittens and watch them. Because they're living masters.
Mm-hmm.
They have a higher consciousness. They're living in the present moment and they're delighted.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
absolutely.
No, I agree with that. You know, when I'm done with show day, I'm going to actually go play with my dogs and enjoy myself. They need my attention. I need their attention. So I have another question for you. How do you go to Telos today? Can you explain that to me?
How do I what?
How do you go to Telos today? If we want to go to Telos.
The transmission that we did earlier was the invitation that Adama did to invite us in.
Okay.
If you, on a day-to-day basis, well, now my daughter's coming home, so our dogs are doing it.
I'm loving it.
As you are... Hold on. Okay, as you spend more time in your sacred heart, and your sacred heart is actually located in the body right in front of your spinal column.
Right.
And your spinal column is called the golden rod because that's where your kundalini is activated. And your kundalini is a golden energy that starts at your root chakra and works up through the crown of your head. That's your power. That's your mastery. That's your God, goddess self.
Right.
That's your source. That's you being all that is. And that's what's been awakening. So if you've been having hot flashes and you've been getting hotter and hotter, it's your kundalini awakening.
Wow. As you're talking, it's happening to me. Wow.
Yes. And as you are getting more and more light filled, we're getting dehydrated quicker. So if you've not, I'm clearing, that's why I'm burping. If you allow yourself to drink more water, your body needs if I'm 120 pounds, then you need 60 ounces of water a day. So that's how, you know, it's half an ounces of your weight. And when we're hydrated, we think more clearly, we can breathe more easily. We're not in fear. We're in less pain, but we're literally dehydrating so much quicker because with every breath, we're not who we were the minute before. And the energy of third dimension is like a turtle, my angel showed me. And they said it's like walking through mud, and a turtle takes all day to cross a sidewalk or cross a parking lot. But we're now like hummingbirds.
Mm-hmm.
Our wings are oscillating so fast because the frequency of love is a much faster frequency.
Wow.
So there again, when you connect to the Telosian energy, when you connect to your Lemurian self, that's what's awakening very strongly now. A lot of our Atlantean energy is awakening also.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our mastery. And that is you stepping back into who you really are authentically. And you know you're authentic when you truly are comfortable in your own skin. And you're not the least bit focusing. You know, when Jesus said the kingdom is within, that's what he was talking about. You carry every universe that's ever been created inside your sacred heart.
Right.
You are all in everything. And when you get that, you stop comparing, you stop competing, you stop looking outside of you and thinking they have your answers. They don't have your answers. You encoded them in your heart.
You know,
I
was talking to somebody earlier, and I was telling her, excuse me, I have a touch of flu, that all of her knowledge is inside of her. You know, it's already there. And it's just, you need to awaken it little by little by little. And this, what you're saying is exactly what I was repeating to somebody today. Thank you.
Yeah. And to finish answering your question, the way you get in touch with your Telosian, Lemurian wisdom and energy and power is through your breath. It's real simple. You just breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And as you breathe and you consciously focus on your breath, within three or four breaths, it'll take you out of your head in fear, and it will take you into your heart connected to home. And so when you're experiencing something that takes you off your divine center, whether you're anxious or you're frightened or you're in pain or whatever it is, instead of pushing anything away, because resistance creates more resistance, you want to stop resisting. And you want to embrace. So embrace your lower back that's hurting. Embrace the person that's speaking unkindly to you. Understand that what they're saying is not about you. It's about them. Because we see others through the filters of our own level of self-love.
Right.
So as you start breathing, it takes you back into your center. I don't care what's going on in your life. You are your own healer. And just start breathing. And as you start breathing, you come back into your center. That's what they call zero point.
Right.
When you're in your divine center. That's how you come home to Lemurian Telos, is through your sacred heart. And the way you connect and live in Telos is sacred heart to sacred heart. You have three hearts. You have your human heart when you're in human form.
Mm-hmm.
You have your chakra heart when you're in form. but you're also living lives of air and water and wind that are formless. And your sacred heart is your divine heart. That's the heart of who you really are.
Wow. Thank you. That's just amazing information. This is amazing information that everyone needs right now. There's so much fear on this planet, and I'm telling people, stop. The veils are thinning. Love is here. You know, they just need to stop and just be in love, and that fear will go away.
Yes. And, you know, we're going to be doing part two on Power Earth, which is Diane's other book. On February the 2nd at 1 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time on a Thursday.
Right.
So please tune in and we'll continue with our conversation, but we'll talk about Hollow Earth and the Library of Pathologos and Mikos, who's the head librarian of Pathologos. And, you know, if you really take a moment, I just like to take a moment.
Sure.
And everybody to connect their hearts. Just connect your hearts. And feel your family, your Lemurian, Tulosian family around you. And feel them holding your hands, because we're all holding hands as I'm speaking. We're all holding hands. And as we're holding hands, just tell yourself, I'm choosing to remember that I am part of a loving family that is always here for me, supporting me and loving me and assisting me. Within the blink of an eye, all I have to do is ask, and they're right here. I'm never alone. My family is always with me.
Wow.
And so it is.
Thank you. Wow. Okay, we need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Judy Cowling and the Silver Guy Show.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com, that's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Imagine a world where good news,
oh yeah,
positive information and stories were the mainstream. Tell us your positive story. Hashtag positivity rules. You are listening to the Transformation Radio Network.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Judy, you have some information that we were just talking about on the break on the Hollow Earth.
I wanted to share something that's fun to do. Where I want to talk about fear for a few minutes, and I want to talk about how you can download yourself. We don't need things outside of us less and less. We're coming more and more to realizing we have it inside of us. And one of the things you can do is, you can take, as an example, Diane Robbins' books, and you can put your hand, your left hand, because your left hand and the left side of your body is your side of receiving. Mm-hmm. And the right side of your body is your side of sending, and that's your masculine side. So if you take your hand and you put it on something, whether it's a book or a crystal or anything, and you ask your higher self, your I am presence, to download whatever truly honors you through love, ease, and grace, you will feel your hands start tingling or warmth or energy or static. And as long as that's happening, you're being downloaded.
Wow.
I did it again this morning with Diane's book, because see, every time you do that, you're being downloaded for where you're at the moment. So that's something that you can do to start downloading. When I see the moon, and by the way, all the planets are hollow. The sun is hollow. Mm-hmm. A lot of the civilizations are living inside the earth. We're one of the few that have people living on top of the earth.
Wow.
So let's talk a few minutes about fear.
Okay.
Fear is false evidence appearing real. That's what it is. And it's a frequency of what we would call guttural. It's the part of you that gets right to the core and feels the initial reaction and root of when you were first afraid of XYZ, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And that's actually what you're feeling. So when fear comes up, just start laughing. And the moment you start laughing, I don't care if it's a habit or an addiction or a pattern or a person or an issue or a circumstance you're dealing with, just start laughing. And the moment you start laughing, it breaks the energy up.
Well, that explains something to me. That explains something to me, Judy. My husband fell down the stairs and I just started laughing at him. He's like, why are you laughing at me? I said, I have no idea, but I'm laughing. And now I understand. I was getting rid of that fear. He didn't think it was so funny to laugh. He thinks
of course,
it's funny.
But it does break up the energy. So whenever you're not feeling good in your heart, for whatever reason, just start laughing. And if you can't laugh, look on YouTube for things that make you laugh. Children laughing, funny circumstances, animal antics, I don't care what it is.
Right.
But give yourself a dose of laughter. Go rent some funny movies.
Right.
But as you start laughing, you're no longer creating from that energy anymore. And the law of attraction is an impersonal law.
Right.
And the law says you have the right of free will as a human. So you get to decide if something is benefiting you or harming you. And you're the one deciding. So when you're experiencing something that you're anxious about or uncomfortable about, you don't want to repel it. You don't want to resist it. You want to embrace it. And you want to bring that part into your heart and love it until it dissolves.
Mm-hmm.
And then start putting your energy into the exact opposite. Whatever it is, if you're afraid of money and you're worried about money, okay, then start laughing,
right?
And then see yourself living exactly the way that your heart tells you you're here to live, and actually feel it as though it's happening now. Your mind and your body do not know the difference between reality or fiction. They only know what you tell it. So you are a light creator. That's what Mother Mary told me in 2007. You're not light workers anymore. You're light creators.
Right. Correct.
It often means in your truth. So from this point forward, when fear comes up, whatever it is, pain, whatever it is, start laughing and say, oh, I know you so well. You've been with me for many, many years. But you know what? I already got your gift. I don't need you anymore. You can go into the light.
Right.
And then focus on what you do choose and be the creator of your life and make a conscious choice to go in that direction. So Adama's standing here.
Oh.
And so I'd like to share what he wants to share. Here we go.
Please do.
In the awakening of who you are, there are subtle frequencies that you've just started coming into that are tickling you in ways that you haven't felt in a long, long time. Go with it. Take the time to breathe into whatever's presenting itself and take your mind out of it. Don't judge and criticize and analyze. Take your mind out of it and let your mind rest. And have the curiosity to know that everything that you're being guided to is another part of you. So the journey of your life is the journey of self. And as you allow yourself to turn within and explore like a little kid who's smelling flowers and standing on the grass and doing somersaults for the first time, live your life from a place of wonder, of look how miraculous of a creation you are. There is nobody in the world like you. There never has been. There never will be. You're an original spark of creation. You are the one that was breathed into existence in the frequency of your heart. There is no other heart song like yours. And so as you step into the frequency of your heart, every part of you, like an orchestra, fine tunes to come into the harmony of self. You are all in my heart. You are all a part of me. We are looking at ourselves as men and women. So from that context, I am your brother. You are my brothers and sisters. That is one frequency. We know each other, but we also know each other as points of light. We know each other as so many dimensions and realms of existence and ways to play in the field of energy. It's a dance. So remove the rigidity, allow the flow to come into you. Even if you just move your body in soft, subtle ways to music and remind yourself like a swaying tree that if you stand strong and you don't allow the flexibility, a tree will break. If you allow yourself to flow in the wind the way trees do, then you meet all the situations from the wisdom of your truth, not the steadfastness of your mind. So I invite you in this moment to smile. And smile as big as you can smile. Because that smile energetically gives your whole body permission to be healthy. It's that simple. Just smile. And giggling is a great thing to add too. And then dance a little and sing a little and be your own one-person band.
I love
and
that.
And feel the joy coming up through every cell of your body as you just give yourself permission to feel you, just you, however you are. You created you perfectly for this moment. You've never made a mistake. You just aligned yourself with different experiences. And you've never been a victim. You've worked with a group of family members to have different experiences. That's what you're here for. So I celebrate you. And I want you to feel the explosion of your own magnificence in this moment and feel every part of you being showered in your own beauty, because that's who you really are. I am humbled by the magnificence and the absolute tremendous exquisiteness of who you are in this breathtaking moment. I honor you from me to you, and I'm always just a breath away. I'm always just a breath away. So I ask you to extend your left hand from your body and feel my right hand take your left hand, and may we journey through the rest of your life together as family. I love you.
Thank you so much. We're at the end of our show. And Judy, thank you. We'll see you again in February. And everyone, I hope you enjoyed this miraculous show with Judy Kelly. We'll see you next week on the Silver Guide Show.
Namaste. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Silver Gaia Show. New energy has made its mark. Illuminate the human race. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs each week, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or the Silver Gaia Show, visit silvergaia.net, and we'll see you next time.